بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفس وما سواها فالهمها فجورها وتقواها قد افلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we thank and we praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is our sole sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our teacher, mentor, our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, as me and you know, that Ramadan is the most important month in our Islamic calendar. So much so that the ulama have mentioned that if the bounties of all the other 11 months were taken into account and were equated with the bounty of just the month of Ramadan, the two would never be compatible, because Allah's bounty is so much in the month of Ramadan. Allah's favors, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessings, Allah's forgiveness far outweighs what happens in the other 11 months. And this month is such a tremendous gift of Allah in so many ways. Every person, every individual of this ummah can find him or herself, for herself, something in this month of Ramadan. We find that in our current state of being down and out, in our current state of being sad, whatever it may be, this month has the power to uplift us. It has the power to, what we say, resurrect us. It can empower us. It can turn around our current situation. It is a spring season. It is a spring season of Islam, for the garden of Islam, when dry grass comes back to life and flowers of Iman start to blossom. But friends, these benefits will only be achieved if we understand the message of Ramadan. If we understand what is the message of Ramadan. Otherwise, it is not promised for lifeless and thoughtless rituals alone. Perhaps we think that we will be coming to the masjid, performing our taraweeh, getting up for sehri, making iftar. We will achieve in that way, but we need to go beyond that. And what is the message of Ramadan? The simple message of Ramadan is that we are not just body. We are body and soul. Remember this. We are not just body, but we are body and soul. And that what makes us human beings. And that what determines our human values is not the body, but the soul. Respected elders and friends, we find that during the month of Ramadan, we deprive the body to uplift the soul. This is all simple, realistic and understandable. But we need to understand the message. We need to study this message carefully. And we need to understand the significance of it if we look at the exact opposite of it. You see, in the materialistic, hedonistic pop culture, there we are told that you are body. Everything is body. Everything is body. You need to be at all times fulfilling the appetites of the body. You need to be ensuring that you need to be buying for the body what it desires. You need to do what you need to do to make sure that the body is satisfied. There is absolutely no mention of the soul in the materialistic world. Now you see, what has this created? This message has produced endless appetites. and consequently endless wars to fulfill these appetites via exploitation, etc. And it has created endless frustrations because the gap between desires and achievements can never be fulfilled. The gap between achievements and desires will never be fulfilled. So respected elders and friends, what has happened, it has created endless chaos and endless oppression that we see in the world today. All because of simple reason is we need to be feeding the body. We need to be in control. We need to be filling the appetite of the body. And that is the message of the materialistic world. Now, respected elders and friends, Ramadan is here to liberate us from all this. Here is a powerful message that is soul over body. Ramadan is saying that take a break from the pop culture. Turn off the music. Turn off the television. Not only in the month of Ramadan, may Allah give us the ability to continue with these actions after the month of Ramadan as well. But friends, if we are not going to find this liberation in this month, then in which other month will we find ourselves liberated? Ramadan is here to tell us that say goodbye to the futile pursuits of happiness in sensory pleasures. You know the advertisements that you see, that you need to be fulfilling your desires all the time. Ramadan is here to liberate us from that. Ramadan is here to rediscover your inner self that is deep buried under you, to reorientate yourself, to devote your time to reading the Quran al-Kareem, to devote and to sit in the masjid as much as possible, to connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to offer voluntarily worship, to offer voluntary prayers, and to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect on the direction of your life and reflect on your priorities. Reflect on who you are, what you are, and why you are in this world. And rediscover and strengthen your relationship with your Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzah. That is the message of Ramadan, respected elders and friends. And if we are not going to achieve this message in the month of Ramadan, wallah, we will be lost for the remaining 11 months of this month. Unfortunately today, the message out there is, especially on the weekends, when you take a drive and you see that, you know, Ramadan, we need to pass time. They tell you we need to pass time. What do you need to pass time for, respected elders and friends? Every moment, every second of the ticking of the clock is a reminder that your life is becoming shorter. And here is an opportunity for you to invest in your year after. Here is an opportunity that Allah is giving you, that for every one you spend, Allah says, I will give you back 70. Visa and MasterCard says that for every 1 rand you spend, we'll give you 2 points. Allah says, for every 1 you spend, I'll give you 70 points. Allah. Now if we are going to find our time in the shopping malls, if we are going to find our time wasting in the shopping malls, trying to impress ourselves by having iftar at the posh restaurants and things like this, respected elders and friends, then how will we achieve the message of Ramadan? Nevertheless, we need to understand, and we need to ask ourselves, that already almost 10 days of this month has passed by. Today is the 9th Roza. Tomorrow is the 10th. The days of mercy Allah has blessed us with. Allah has engulfed us in His mercy. Now Allah is saying, for the next 10 days, ask me for forgiveness. You have drawn the attention of Allah. You have gripped the mercy of Allah. Now Allah is saying, now come to me and ask for forgiveness and I will cleanse you. The question is, how are we going to honor this fleeting guest? Everybody you speak to, they say, hey, but Ramadan is going so fast, Mawlana. We can't keep pace. So the question is, How are we going to honor this fleeting guest? Will we be content just by simply adjusting our times? Instead of having breakfast, we'll have sehri. Normally many people do miss the lunch and we'll be having supper. So are we going to adjust in this month just by adjusting our times? Or have we chalked out an action program for this blessed month? To say inshallah, from this time to this time, no matter what happens, I will be sitting with my Quran. From this time to this time, I will be doing this. From this time to this time, I will be doing that. And in this way, respected elders and friends, inshallah, when we come out of this month of Ramadan, definitely it will have an effect on our soul. You see, no one can take our Ramadan away from us. No one can take our Ramadan away from us. We just give it away ourselves. And if we realize in this first week that perhaps I have faulted, perhaps I have made a blunder, we still have an opportunity to take it back. The question is now, Ramadan is here, where are you? Let it not happen, respected elders and friends, when Ramadan ends, the question turns to Ramadan was here, where were you? Ramadan was here, where were you? And my appeal is to parents again, that you know the first week, alhamdulillah, our masjid was filled, our youngsters were well behaved, alhamdulillah. I thank the parents for their cooperation in this regard. As time will go now, especially towards the middle of Ramadan, we will find that there will be a slackness in our ibadat. We might overlook our children. Please remain focused. Remain focused. Just last night I received a call to say that many of our youngsters were again engaging at the Shell Garage, or wherever they were, not performing their Taraweeh Salah. Our respected elders and friends, these are our children. These are our future leaders. We need to be worried about them. We need to be concerned about them. You know, I met a brother 2 days ago, just to give him an idea of how important an Islamic bringing is. How important is, you know, the small maktab system that we have here, that sometimes we take for granted. It's running for an hour, it's running for an hour and a half. What they're teaching, they teach you the kalimas there, they teach you how to read namaz. It's not such a big deal. I met this brother who's from Dubai. He was staying in our country. And he came here because of the long period vacation. They have their vacation now in the month of Ramadan. It's a friend of mine. He's working, mashallah. He's got an excellent job there. Very well to do, alhamdulillah. He's a chartered accountant. So he's telling me, Maulana, you know, being a so-called Muslim country, let me tell you, there is no Islam there. He says, when my child comes from an Islamic school, so-called Islamic school, I ask my child, how many rakats in Fajr? My child tells me 2. I ask her, how many rakats in Dhuhr? She tells me 4. I ask her Asr, she says 4. Maghrib, she says 3. And Isha, she says 4. Absolutely no connection with Sunnah. Absolutely nothing to do. Just the basics, that's it. He says, Maulana, if there's anything in my life for what I am grateful for, is that time when my father took my hand to the masjid and he said, son, you will read namaz here with me. I cannot thank my parents enough for that time when they took me to the masjid. My father stood next to me. And he said, my beloved son, this is where you will read your namaz. Then I cannot thank my asatiza in the afternoon madrasa. They drummed it into me that you will learn dua-e kunud. You will learn your salah duas. You will learn how many rakats in Fajr, how many rakats in Zohar. You were taught that there are 12 rakats in Zohar. You were taught that there were 4 rakats in Fajr. But I cannot make enough dua for those people today. These were his words, respected elders and friends. Now these are our children. If in this month of Ramadan we cannot just mold them and train them little bit, respected elders and friends, then when else are we going to do it? So my urgent appeal again, please, if we are bringing our children, let us try to make sure that they are with us, they are in front of our eyes, and they are at least reading their salah with us. And if for some reason or the other they are not with us, then at least they are in the safety of their homes. And they are not loitering on the streets or loitering elsewhere. Friends, it will take a moment for us to lose these beautiful, innocent children of ours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Just my water.